So my idea of sex has always been kind of boundary pushing.
Australians on porn.
Yes, tonight, 9:30, ABC 2 is our TV special, Australians on Porn. And we kicked off a discussion last week on the radio with a look at how porn is affecting our sex lives. Today, we're going to look at how it's affecting our relationships in good and bad ways. I'd love to hear from you. Do you watch porn with your partner, or do you get jealous when your partner watches porn on their own? Give me a call, 1-300-055-36. Now, Sarah McVee went to one couple's house to check out their porn collection. And just a warning, we are talking about sex. It's pretty graphic, so if you want to turn down the radio for a few minutes, be my guest.
Richie and Thomas are a married couple in their mid-20s who love watching porn together and alone. Right now, I'm in their living room in suburban Brisbane, and they're on the couch watching one of their favourite BDSM scenes.
I quite like the look of rope, and so I found some kink porn that has some rope in it and some dominance and submission in it. I definitely feel like that porn has been a very positive role in my relationship because it's allowed me to turn around and say, this is what I want and this is how I want it.
I think porn has strengthened what we have to a degree because we're able to try and find like either videos or photos of various acts that I can take to her or she can bring to me. And we can say, I want to try this.
Both Richie and Thomas have been watching porn since they were teenagers, and they speak openly about their tastes.
Some people are for boobs, other people are for downstairs. I'm a downstairs kind of guy, you know. Boobs are great, but, you know, if I've got to choose between the two, that's my choice. I like to see that everyone is actually having a good time, because it is a bit of the fantasy that I'm having sex with them. So if they're not enjoying, then it's difficult for me to maintain the erection to actually masturbate.
They say they don't get jealous about each other's fantasies and use it mostly to masturbate when they're alone or to get ideas for when they're together.
I definitely know that a lot of women suffer with this whole thing that they don't like their significant other watching porn because they think that their significant other is going to be like, oh, I see her like that, I want that in the bedroom. And so I've never personally felt the need to perform like someone on the porn because to me, porn is not reality.
If there was any jealousy, it would be more of a thing of like, why didn't you tell me about this video sooner? As opposed to, you know, why would you fantasize about having sex with this person? Because it is the key word there of fantasize.
There's something not right with watching porn, I guess, if you're in a relationship and you're hiding it from your partner.
While Richie and Thomas like to share videos, 25-year-old Charlie says he would watch them alone. It wasn't something he talked about with his girlfriend of 4 years.
I used to watch porn 2 to 3 times a week. I wouldn't say it was any more than the average guy, and I never really saw it as too much of an issue.
He says over the years their sex life had dwindled to once a week.
I think I come home from work one day and she was really quiet. I think she'd been through the history on my phone and she had seen that I was watching pornographic material, and it kind of escalated into a minor argument. And she just said that it's making her feel like she's fat and ugly. Pretty sure she started a gym membership around that time too, so she really did believe that it was her appearance that I wasn't being attracted to.
Charlie says he was embarrassed he was making her feel that way, and he quit.
She's stoked, actually. She was a bit iffy at the start, thinking that maybe I was hiding it. So to kind of prove it, because I didn't have a computer or a laptop, it was just all on my phone, I just went and bought those little $20 banger phones that you can buy from the local supermarket. And so they can't even go on the internet. So I suppose she believes me then, and I still use them today. And the battery lasts like 6 days, so it's a win-win.
He says he never thought porn was turning him off sex until he stopped.
Sex life has improved maybe from once a week to nearly every night still. For guys listening thinking, oh, this guy's a flog, pretty much, just put yourself in the girl's shoes. You know, if they were watching porn during the day and they didn't want to have sex with you, how would it make you feel? You'd be pretty pissed off, I think.
Hack with Tom Tilly, Triple J.
I'm not going to tell my mum that this is playing.
Oh, Charlie, with a big positive message for young men around Australia. Sarah McVee reporting there. And to see more about how porn can affect your relationships, make sure you watch a TV show tonight at 9:30. It's going to be very, very interesting. So many really full-on stories, and there'll be a very intense discussion about the impact porn is having on our lives. Now, to find out how it's affecting our relationships from the perspective of a sex and relationship therapist, we have Linda Carlisle in the studio, who's been working in that space for more than a decade. Linda, from what you've heard over your years working as a sexologist, what damage can porn do to a relationship?
Well, some of the problems that can be created is where we're substituting watching porn for having sex with your partner, obviously. Mm. So sometimes it can be easier, it can be less work. Nobody has to be vulnerable. Sometimes it's easier not to initiate, or you don't want to be close.
Or so, if you're both working different shifts.
Absolutely, absolutely. We are having much less sex, but I guess the question is that because we're watching more porn, or are we watching more porn because we're having less sex?
Okay, and apart from it replacing your sex life, what other negative impacts can it have?
Yeah, well, just addressing that idea that you have to compete. I mean, we don't compete with movie stars and Victoria's Secret models, and, you know, we as people have to reconcile with the fact that the world's full of beautiful bodies, both men and women. So we have to learn how we can feel okay with ourselves and how we can eroticise a conventional body and someone of our age with what interests us. So.
Well, do you think porn actually has a lot more conventional bodies than, say, fashion magazines?
It just depends on what sort of porn you want to watch. You're always going to get the classic Barbie doll. I mean, people think that most porn stars are blonde, but in actual fact they're brunettes. So there is an idea of a stereotypical porn star. But, you know, feminist porn has all sorts of shapes, sizes, genders, you know, and it's much more focused on female pleasure. But, you know, porn is what people think you want to watch. So, you know, there's a whole lot out there. The amateur stuff is real people, obviously, as well.
Yeah, on the text line, my partner was hiding the fact that he'd watched porn and he's hiding it from me. I feel it contributed to an altered state and attitude. Someone else says, porn made me and my girlfriend learn that we both get turned on by pirate talk, which leads me to my last question. We just have a minute till the news, Linda Carlisle. What are the positive things that porn can do in a relationship?
Well, it obviously amplifies arousal, so that's a really great way that you can kind of enhance the sex that you're having. It can help you look at possibilities that you, it's sort of like going sexual travelling, you know, and looking at different sexual cultures.
Huh.
It can get you talking with your partner about your turn-ons and your sexual preferences, and, you know, it can be educational depending on what you watch.
Do you recommend it to some people who are having relationship problems?
Well, I would certainly want to see the couple first and make sure, you know, because we've got to have similar ideas and values about it. So, you know, for one person it's going to be feel like it's cheating, and for somebody else it's something that they can explore together. For other people, you know, they're happy for their partner to have a private sexual life as well as a couple sexual life.
Yeah, that's a really interesting question about what people let each other do and how comfortable they feel about that, whether it invokes jealousy, all questions that we'll keep talking through on the show tonight on ABC2. Linda Carlisle, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Tom.
That's relationship and sexual counsellor Linda Carlisle there. Yeah, lots of interesting questions that will just keep going on and on. Look forward to seeing you at 9:30 on ABC2. You can join in the program just like you can do on Hack on the radio program. You can text into the TV show on the same number. I'll talk to you then. Bye.